Hello, friends, and welcome to episode 1175 of the Juice Box Podcast. Arisha is back. You originally heard her in episode 823, There Are Bugs in Your Belly. And today we're going to talk about a number of things, but we're really going to dig down into glyphosates and non-organic fruits and vegetables that have been treated with pesticides and how those things can affect your blood sugar. Please don't forget that nothing you hear on the Juice Box Podcast should be considered advice, medical or otherwise. Always consult a physician before making any changes to your healthcare plan or becoming bold with insulin. If you have type 1 diabetes or are the caregiver of someone with type 1, please go to t1dexchange.org/juicebox and fill out the survey. When you complete the survey, you are helping with type 1 diabetes research and you're supporting the Juice Box Podcast. t1dexchange.org/juicebox. If you're looking for a smart, simple way to stay safe online, you can get a 14-day free trial of Aura at aura.com/juicebox. aura.com/juicebox. Aura is proactive protection that does more to keep you safe online. Check it out with a free 14-day trial at my link. This episode of the Juice Box Podcast is sponsored by the continuous glucose monitor that my daughter wears, the Dexcom G7. Dexcom.com/juicebox. Get started today using this link. And you'll not only be doing something great for yourself, you'll be supporting the Juice Box Podcast. Today's episode is also sponsored by the insulin pump that my daughter wears, Omnipod. Learn more and get started today with the Omnipod Dash or the Omnipod 5 at my link, omnipod.com/juicebox. Don't get FUMU, get Omnipod. This episode of the Juice Box Podcast is sponsored by Eversense. The Eversense CGM is more convenient, requiring only one sensor every 6 months. It offers more flexibility with its easy-on, easy-off smart transmitter and allows you to take a break when needed. EversenseCGM.com/juicebox.
Hi, my name is Arisha, and I've had type 1 diabetes for about 9 years.
How old are you now?
14.
14. Are you the same age as the last time I recorded with you or no?
I was 13.
Ah, things have changed. I was also younger then, I think. Wait, maybe not. When did we record?
In December, like winter break.
Oh, I'm still the same. Wait, no. I understand the calendar. Just let me go through it in my head. I am older too. We're both older. Okay. I don't even know when my birthday is. For people who are interested, and after they hear you talk today, they are going to be interested. You were on episode 823 that's called There Are Bugs in Your Belly. Is that right?
Yeah.
And we had such a good time that you're coming back on again. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure. Now tell people why you're not at school right now.
Because of the podcast.
Because we're making a podcast?
Yeah.
You are going to go later today or you can take the whole day off?
I only have 3 classes in the morning and then I have lunch at 10. So I might just go after lunch because I have more classes after lunch anyway.
Okay. What grade are you in?
I'm a freshman.
Freshman in high school. Wow. Look at you. Yeah. And your parents are fine with you skipping. They're not at work and think you're at school, right?
No. They work from home.
Okay. They know all this is happening.
Yeah.
And now, Arisha, you being on twice is going to piss some people off. Let me tell you why. First of all, I don't have people on twice very often. And secondly, I don't have a lot of kids. And then people complain to me. They're like, you should have more kids on. And I always tell them, I think your kids might be boring. So I don't want to... I don't want to do that. But you were terrific last time, so we set it back up to come on again. What do you want to talk about this time?
I feel like we talked a lot about food last time, so we could go a little more into that, I feel like.
Do you think there's more? Yeah, so we talked a lot about how you eat, actually.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I almost called your episode, how we eat, how Arisha eats, but then we talked about the microbes in your belly, and that was more fun. Well, so let's just remind people, just a brief overview, what's your eating style like?
So basically, I'm pretty much vegan, mm-hmm. and so I don't eat dairy, I don't eat red meat. Occasionally I'll eat fish, but that's the most. And then I'm usually gluten-free. Recently we started eating, wheat, Just a little, though.
Just started mixing in a little bit of wheat?
Yeah, because it's, like, not bad for you. I think it's, like, the glyphosate in it. Like, it's, like, a weed killer that people use. I think that's, like, the bad part.
Why do you know all about that? Do your parents teach you about that, or do you learn about it?
Both of my parents are, like, really just into food and stuff.
No kidding. Okay. So they're not like making you eat one way and they're like busy eating. No, you guys all do it the same.
The whole family's like on the diet.
Remind people, how many people in your family?
My mom, my dad, and my brother.
Your brother. And your brother is older or younger?
He's 3.
It's definitely younger.
Yeah.
See, that's where my math is razor sharp. So I see you're 14, the kid's 3. He's only got one number in his age. So
yeah,
he's got to be younger than you. You have 2 numbers in your age. I remember being incredibly impressed with you while we were talking, and I don't know, I guess at the end I was like, you should come back on sometime. and I like that we're doing it. So I appreciate you doing this. I appreciate you skipping school to do it. Education's important, I feel like I should say. But I mean, a half a day is not going to hurt anything, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you really missing?
First period, I have AP stats. I have honors bio and then ceramics. So like, I feel like you can't really go wrong in some like ceramics. So I think that's fine. And then, yeah, and we had a test in stats. So I can just make that up like at the end of the day or tomorrow.
I think we can call this episode, Arish is here to make you feel bad about yourself. Did you say AP stats, honors bio, and you'll just make the test up? It'll be no problem.
Yeah. I don't I feel like this year is a lot harder than last year.
How come?
I don't like school, like all the classes, like there's so much homework.
Is this the first time? This isn't the first time you're switching rooms for classes, is it?
No.
So, but you went to a different building, I imagine?
Oh, yeah. My school goes from like elementary all the way to like high school in different buildings. So, oh,
okay. What's it like to have gone from being like one of the older people to the younger? This episode of the Juice Box Podcast is sponsored by the Eversense CGM. EversenseCGM.com/juicebox. The Eversense CGM is the only long-term CGM with 6 months of real-time glucose readings, giving you more convenience, confidence, and flexibility. And you didn't hear me wrong. I didn't say 14 days. I said 6 months. So if you're tired of changing your CGM sensor every week, you're tired of it falling off or the adhesive not lasting as long as it should, or the sensor failing before the time is up. If you're tired of all that, you really owe it to yourself to try the Eversense CGM. EversenseCGM.com/juicebox. I'm here to tell you that if the hassle of changing your sensors multiple times a month is just more than you want to deal with, if you're tired of things falling off and not sticking or sticking too much or having to carry around a whole bunch of extra supplies in case something does fall off, then taking a few minutes to check out EversenseCGM.com/juicebox might be the right thing for you. When you use my link, you're supporting the production of the podcast and helping to keep it free and plentiful. EversenseCGM.com/juicebox.
Honestly, it's not that different because in my middle school, there's only like 2 grades.
Oh, okay. All right.
Just 7th and 8th. So it's not that big of a deal.
And the older kids are not like problematic?
Not really, because like for like first period, I just have like a lot of seniors in my class, seniors and juniors. And they're actually like really like normal. Like I don't know how to explain that, but they're just like no one really talks. I feel like they're all like kind of quiet.
And they don't look at you thinking she's taking a class as a freshman that I'm taking as a senior?
A lot of people in my school just take those like to get all their math credits in.
Okay.
As a senior.
Just kind of pile them on.
There's like 2 other like freshmen in my class, but I don't know them at all.
Is your district, like, do they send a lot of kids to a lot of good colleges?
I think so. Yeah.
Where are you hoping to go?
Probably like OSU or like, if not OSU, like somewhere big, you know?
Yeah. So are you sort of in the Midwest?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you'd like to go to a big college, like a...
Yeah.
Like bands and football games and 40,000 people and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What makes that attractive?
I don't know. It's just nice. Like...
It seemed fun?
It just seems fun because, like, I feel like right now, like, there's, like, we always have, like, football games on Friday. And, like, there's, like, no time to do anything, I feel like. Like, you can't go, like, because of the football games and stuff. And then, like, So I just feel like it would be fun in college to do all those things.
Okay. All right. Well, I think it probably will be.
Yeah, I feel like in high school, it's really overrated. I feel like they're all kind of like...
High school's overrated?
Yeah, it's really... I feel like it's really overrated. I don't think it's that, like, great. Or, like...
Well, what did you expect? Like, what did you picture in your mind that didn't end up being?
So, basically, out in the high school and the middle school, we have, like, a loop because they're, like, right next to each other. Mm-hmm. And you can, like, drop them off. I thought we would have, like, a nice little area that we could drop off and, like, I wouldn't have to wait in the line for, like, 20 minutes. But, like, that's, like, the first thing. And I just feel like it's the exact same, like, as middle school, except just more work and, like, classes.
More work and more classes. All right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. Well, let's remind everybody how you manage. What kind of technology do you have?
I have a Dexcom G6 and Omnipod 5.
How are you enjoying the Omnipod 5?
It's a lot better. I think after a month, it just starts working a lot better than it started to.
Than it began.
Yeah.
And you eat like high level, get up in the morning. Let's say on a day you're not skipping school to make a podcast. What would you have for breakfast? Tell people.
It's like this power shake thing. I still drink it every day for breakfast.
You do? Every day you have the power shake?
Yeah. Right.
Is it right with you? Is it green? Yeah. Is it green?
Yeah, it's green.
That's very nice. I drink AG1 in the morning when I get up, but it's not. Is yours like thick?
On the bottom, it's a little thick, but I use a brand that's called Purium because it's like certified non-glyphosate free, mm-hmm. and it's everything's organic.
Yeah.
And it has like, I don't even have to give any insulin or anything for it.
Are there carbs listed on mm-hmm. it? And you
like
don't
at have- least 60.
And you don't have to give anything for it at all?
Uh-uh. Because it's, like, really good for you.
You think that matters? If it's good for you, then the carbs don't matter?
Of course.
Let's just say your blood sugar is 90 and you down that drink. Your blood sugar does not go up at all.
Oh, it goes to, like, 150, but that's, like, it.
Okay. And then the algorithm gives you insulin.
Yeah.
So you could bolus for it, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But, like, I don't think it's that necessary. Like, sometimes I'll give a unit if it's, like, 140
okay.
or 150, but I just, like, it really depends what you put in it. Because I put, like, Power Shake in it, and then I put, like, these supplements that's called, like, Zincaid, which okay. gives you, like, all the nutrients, and then Biomedic, which gets rid of all the glyphosate in your body.
When Biomedic does?
Yeah, that's really good for you.
Hold on a second. I got to be honest. I don't want weed killer in my body. I'll write down Biomedic and look into it.
Yeah. It's from the brand Purium.
And let's be clear, you don't work for them. Your mom's not like a Purium representative or something like that, or
no.
No, I'm just kidding.
She like
Did your parents listen to your podcast?
Yeah.
What did they think?
They thought it was great.
Yeah, good. I'm glad. That's nice. I like that very much. You're taking a strong stance. You think people should not have weed killer on their foods.
Yeah, because glyphosate is, like, the number one, like, cause of cancer. Like, I've read it in some studies and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's, like, the worst thing for you. Like
most people on podcasts, I'm going to get my information from a 14-year-old because I feel like you've looked into it. If you haven't, you'll tell me. But isn't there a study that says that a huge portion of the population has that in their system when they test for it?
Yeah, because when people, like, eat food, if it's not organic, it, like, 99% has glyphosate in it because they're trying to, like, kill weeds
yeah.
by doing it. And if it's not organic, like, there are other things that say that it's going to be in our soil now for 80 years. So whatever you do, it's, like, really hard to get out. So
yeah, this is from The Guardian. The CDC reported that out of 2,310 urine samples, that's a lot of pee. Hold on. Taken from a group of Americans intended to be representative of the population, 1,885 of them contained detectable traces of glyphosate. That's a lot of people out of 2,300.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't eat organic. Like, I feel like, so the government has a site that's called EWG.
Okay.
And they have something that's called the Dirty Dozen, which has things like kale and like collard greens and all of those things. And those are, and like corn too. Like, if you eat corn, that's not organic. Like, just watch how your blood sugar spikes up.
Wow. By the way, you're not wrong about this. And I'm now remembering more and more why we enjoyed talking to you so much. Hold on, I'm continuing to the site. So EWG.org.
Yeah.
And I Googled Dirty Dozen. It's the 2023 Shopper's Guide to Pesticides and Produce. It's trademarked, by the way. I'm just going to click on number one. Oh, no, there's no clicking. It's just a list.
strawberries, spinach, kale, collard greens, peaches, pears, nectarines. So this stuff all has that on it.
Yeah, like you want to eat that like only if it's organic, or you don't want to eat it. Okay. Especially grapes too. Like once, I think when we weren't into all this organic stuff, like the highest my blood sugar has ever gone is like 540. Mm-hmm. Once, and that was because I had grapes and they weren't organic. Like that's because it went so like. Huh.
Okay, hold on a second. Let's keep looking. Glyphosate.
There's also the list that's called the Clean 15 from EWG.
Wait, really? The Queen and the King?
Yeah. The Clean 15. That's like the foods that you should be able to eat without having them organic and stuff. But I think those are like bananas and stuff.
The Dexcom G7 is sponsoring this episode of the Juice Box Podcast, and it features a lightning fast 30-minute warm-up time. That's right. From the time you put on the Dexcom G7 till the time you're getting readings, 30 minutes. That's pretty great. It also has a 12-hour grace period, so you can swap your sensor when it's convenient for you. All that on top of it being small, accurate, incredibly wearable, and light. These things, in my opinion, make the Dexcom G7 a no-brainer. The Dexcom G7 comes with way more than just this. Up to 10 people can follow you. You can use it with type 1, type 2, or gestational diabetes. It's covered by all sorts of insurances. And this might be the best part. It might be the best part. Alerts and alarms that are customizable so that you can be alerted at the levels that make sense to you. Dexcom.com/juicebox. Links in the show notes. Links at juiceboxpodcast.com to Dexcom and all the sponsors. When you use my links, you're supporting the production of the podcast and helping to keep it free and plentiful. Many people in my private Facebook group talk about their love for Omnipod 5. Maybe you've seen one of those posts and thought, I wish I could have that experience with an insulin pump too. If you answered yes, you might be experiencing FUMU, fear of missing out on Omnipod. Symptoms of FUMU may include but are not limited to wishing you could wear outfits without pockets, dreaming about walking past doorknobs without getting your tubing caught, fantasizing about jumping into a swimming pool without disconnecting from your insulin pump first. Well, there's good news. You don't have to suffer from FUMU any longer because you can see what you're missing by trying Omnipod 5 for yourself. Just visit omnipod.com/juicebox to find out more. There are links to Omnipod, Dexcom, Eversense, and all the sponsors in the show notes of your podcast player and at juiceboxpodcast.com. And remember, when you're clicking on my links, you're supporting the production of the podcast.
What?
National Institute of Health, that's the NIH for people who don't know, 2022 December, in a current study, glyphosate exposure group was linked to a raise in fasting sugar and insulin, as well as in a drop of serum testosterone. At the same time, in a dose-dependent fashion, glyphosate exposure showed alternations in glucose metabolic enzymes. Huh. You should probably have your own podcast.
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean? Tell me.
It's not like all around diabetes. It's more about like autoimmune.
Okay.
It's called Type 1 Takes. It's on like Spotify and Apple, but I haven't posted in a while, but I'll start posting more.
Why do you not post? You're better at this than I am. You should do that.
I do. I just post like once a week and I just don't like, I have them all, but I just need to like edit them and add an intro and all.
It's hard, isn't it? It's a lot of work.
I know. It's a lot.
Type 1 Takes?
Yeah.
Is it all together? Is type 1 one word? I'm trying to find it.
Type, it's like type with a T capitalized and then just a 1. Like the numerical value, okay. And then takes with the capitalized T.
Hmm. Because I have access to all of the available podcasts. Maybe yours is. I'm looking on the master list here. I never let podcasters come on here. This is a big deal for you.
You should show up on mine.
Oh, I'll do that.
It'll be fun.
Oh my God, yeah. You want to do that?
Yeah.
All right, I'll do that. Is it? Does it have a website?
Yeah, here, I can show it. I can see if it's like, if I show you, maybe you'll recognize it while the flip thing.
I Googled Type 1 Takes Apple Podcasts, and you know what came up?
What?
Okay, my podcast came up. The way it should be. Now, hold on a second.
It looks like this. Here, I'm going to take a screenshot.
Okay. Here, watch me make you jealous. Hey, Rob, while you're editing this, take out the dead space where we were looking for her podcast, please. But leave that part in, Rob. Oh, I got it. On Spotify. I'm going to follow you on Spotify.
Thank you.
The reality of leaky gut, tips on managing your type 1 diabetes. Look at you. Go crazy. All right. Good job. Yeah, you're good at this. You should keep going. All right. So we don't want glyphosate in our food. What else don't we want to be eating?
I feel like everything, like Cheerios. Cheerios has glyphosate.
Do you really think this one thing is that impactful that you focus completely on ignoring, avoiding it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to get it in everything if it's not marked organic.
No, there's this one, I'm not going to hate on Cheerios, but they probably have a lot. They have the most glyphosate, in studies and stuff.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Hold on a second. I Googled, what is glyphosate found in? Glyphosate has also been found in miscellaneous products like Ben and Jerry's ice cream, non-organic cotton, tampons. Well, I don't use them, but I know how they work. And I don't think I want weed killer on those either if I was going to use one. Even drinking water. It's found in 75% of air and rain samples. What the hell?
Because it spreads really fast.
Well, how am I going to avoid it if it's in the rain?
Well, I don't know about that, but there's grocery shops near to farms. Mm-hmm. Even their organic produce that's near them, the glyphosate travels from the glyphosate used in the farm to the grocery store. It's that crazy.
I mean, I'm assuming at some point you and your parents ate differently and then you switched. Yeah. What was the change that happened when you made the switch?
The food?
No, to your body and your life.
So this was COVID year. When it was, everything was kind of out of place. My blood sugar, so I would eat breakfast. I used to drink chocolate milk for breakfast. This is bringing back memories, but I used to drink chocolate milk for breakfast and a muffin. And then I was 10. Oh my gosh. And then I would go on a bike ride and I would be 280 for 3 hours. It was just and then it would go to 40. Then I would eat lunch. It would just it was a roller coaster.
I'm drinking Earl Grey tea that my wife brought back for me from her trip to England, and now I'm freaking out that there's glyphosate.
Because in all the other, all these other countries, in Europe and in India and the UK, but besides Canada and the United States, those two countries have the most in it, because everywhere else it's banned. You can look at a list at everything that's banned, all those.
I'm going to say something that I think I've heard, and then you'll tell me if you know about it or not.
Okay.
They use the glyphosate to kill the weeds.
Yes.
But it would also kill the plants. So they genetically alter the plants so that the glyphosate doesn't kill them. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
That can't be good either, can it?
No. Right. That's weed killer is the worst thing, though, because it's killing weeds, and weeds are kind of natural. So it just kills everything.
I'm not a... I wasn't in AP bio, so I might not get this right. But it feels to me that if you're going to take a seed and genetically alter it so that weed killer can't hurt it, that's bizarre. Because now the weeds, I don't know, let's say corn, right? Now the corn's in the field, mm-hmm. weeds are growing all around it. The farmer probably drops it from a plane. I don't know how they do it. Everything gets covered. So the weed killer hits the corn, it hits the weeds, it hits the grass, it hits the ground. Everything mm-hmm. dies except the corn, but the corn still has the weed killer on it. It just doesn't kill it.
Yeah, they've genetically modified the corn.
Right.
As well. The corn is the worst thing to eat that's not organic, because it has so many pesticides, because corn attracts so many bugs. Mm-hmm. So that's why recently we started finding organic corn at Whole Foods.
No kidding.
Yeah, I was so excited.
I mean, you're freaking me out, but I'm going to pay more attention to this, I think. Did we talk about this last time?
We talked about, leaky gut.
Yeah, we didn't talk about this, though, right?
No.
Yeah. That's, by the way, you want to know the secret why I don't let people come on twice?
Why?
Because I can't.
Because it's too repetitive?
No, because I can't remember what I talked about with them, so I can't adjust the next time. People are always like, I want to come back on. I'm like, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you the same questions, and it's going to be and you're going to be like, you already asked me this, and then I'm going to have to admit I don't remember talking to you.
That's funny.
I make a lot of these, And so they're difficult to remember. You understand.
Yeah.
What made you start a podcast?
I just feel like there's so much like misconception about like all these kind of things that a lot of things just need to be like clarified. Like a lot of people think that if they just eat low carbs, like their blood sugars will be managed. Well, like that's not true.
So if you're having, you think if you, even if you're low carb, but you're eating kind of non-organic stuff that has these glyphosates and other stuff in it, that it's still going to push your blood sugar up.
Yeah, because if you eat salad that has like not organic stuff in it, I feel like your blood sugar is going to rise like really bad.
Well, we should definitely listen to you. You're 14. You know a lot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can skip a test and take it the next day and still be okay. I can't do that.
Why Seriously? Not?
I don't know. I didn't pay attention in school. Do you think that's why I didn't do well? I was so surprised when I graduated. I was like, oh, me? Really? Thank you. That's crazy. I don't think you're probably didn't teach me anything. It was my fault mostly. Was it my fault mostly? Can we blame someone else? No. No, I think we can blame me probably. I did not enjoy going to school. And I was resistant to it. I wish I wasn't. I can honestly tell you as an adult, it's one of my biggest regrets is not just taking that part seriously, paying attention, and then seeing what that sparked and what I was interested in, and I could have like extended and looked into other things like you are. I didn't do that. I didn't grow up that way. I grew up like the idea of like, you go to school because the government says you go to school and my mom will get arrested if I don't go, and then go get a job. Like that was like kind of how I was raised. But what do you think you want to do?
Endocrinologist.
You just want to be an endocrinologist?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. You think you can do that? Get that accomplished?
Yeah, like 100%.
Nice. Not hard, right? Just go to school, become a doctor. Now, when you become a doctor, are you going to talk to people about this stuff? Or are you afraid it's going to freak them out and they're not going to understand what you're saying and you're only going to have 10 minutes to talk to them and they're going to leave and go like, oh my God, my doctor's weird. She said there's bug killer on my corn.
I feel like if you can like, if they like try it themselves, they just like, well, like, no, because like you can just see the difference just like by looking at it. By looking at your blood sugars, like.
Okay. I'm sorry. Arden's blood sugar is a little low. So I'm texting with my wife about it. Here, Arden will appreciate this. She's getting her period. She's eating better because her freshman year in college, this is going to happen to you too, by the way. You're going to go to this college, this big school, and the food they're going to give you is going to be garbage. All right. It's going to be terrible. And it's going to be all just like preservatives and everything else. And then you're going to have like, you're going to have to go find your own food. You have to cook. And as a freshman, that's going to be difficult. And on a big campus, you're not going to have a car. Like, what are you going to do about that?
You can't cook as a freshman college.
I mean, where are you getting a kitchen from?
Oh, so you have to eat. That sounds really bad.
Now you can't be an endocrinologist. Okay. Does everybody want to hear Arden like wake up from his sleep? Because I think
are you calling?
I'm going to call. I think that's about to happen. Hold on. I'm going to tell her she ate too much glyphosate. She's trying to, she's been doing all-nighters for a couple nights and she's sleeping this morning. Or she's dead. We'll find out.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Well, that didn't go well. Hold on a second. We'll try again.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
Well, now what do we do? Future endocrinologist. Let me take a look and see where she's at. Well, she's in a dorm. It's an apartment, actually, on campus. It's a on-campus apartment. She was in a dorm last year, but she moved to on-campus housing like this specifically because she wanted a kitchen. Because she said it was just too hard to bolus for the food they were giving her.
Yeah.
Excuse me. She was using so much insulin. It was like, it was not going well. And she said, one of the only things she said when she got home was, I've got to make my own food. Next year, I can't keep eating there. She's cooking most days, but there's still times where she's like, you know, I'm like, what'd you have for dinner? She's like, I warmed up this or I bought a frozen this. And I'm like, well, okay. But it's still going much better than the food she was eating at the school. As a matter of fact, I think some of these low blood sugars that she's been having the last couple of days, it's partly because she's just been awake for like way too long. Like, you know what I mean? She's not sleeping.
Yeah.
And she's working at school. And I think the other thing is that as time goes on, I think maybe her settings are a little strong.
Yeah.
And now she's not eating that same food anymore.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to try her caller one more time and see if we can wake her up. Yeah, because her blood sugar is just, it just keeps drifting down. So if she doesn't answer this time, you know what we do next?
Call her again.
Find my iPhone. Makes a terrible noise. See, like, I don't know if she's, like, in the shower or if she's asleep.
To an automatic voice message system.
All right, so here we go. So here's one for people who have iPhones. Find my, and you open it up. And then you go to devices, and then you scroll down to Arden's phone, and then it says play sound off. Then you push play, and now it's playing a sound on our phone. And I don't know if you've ever done this before.
It's like huge, like loud.
It's not a great sound. Yeah. Then she's going to wake up and be irritated, and I'm going to text her.
What is she studying?
Arden's going to fashion school. She's learning how to make clothing.
Wow,
yeah. Cool. So now I've sent her a text. We'll wait a minute, see if she answers the text. If not, I'll try to call again in a second. Yeah, she's learning how to design clothing. She was in high school, like you, as a freshman. She didn't know what she wanted to do. As a sophomore, I don't think she really had any thoughts. But in COVID and like her sophomore-ish, junior-ish like gap in there, she started talking about she either wanted to go for pre-law or she wanted to make clothing. Those were her two choices. And she just went back and forth about it. And she decided, she's like, I really want to go to fashion school and learn how to make clothing. So the really cool thing about Arden that I don't think we talk about is that she was not like an artistic person, meaning she wasn't a person who spent time drawing or painting or anything like that. She'd never sewn anything. Like she didn't know how to sew, like she nothing. When she got to college, her first drawing class was like the first time she tried to draw.
Wow.
Yeah, and she said that the other day they were doing, they're doing life drawing right now. So she had this project. She had to spend 6 hours in the lab drawing a skeleton.
And removing
it and like moving it around, drawing it again and doing all these sketches. Like she had to, she did like, it looks like there's 50 of them on this sheet. And she said that the other day in class, her teacher asked to see it. And then pulled it up in the front and used it as an example for everybody in the class.
Wow.
She was really happy. But no kidding, like a year and a half ago, Arden never tried to draw anything in her life. So it's, she's, she puts her mind to it. She's going to get it done, you know? All right, now we're going to try to call again. Interesting. I'm sorry this is taking up your time. We'll keep talking, though. Don't worry about it. Okay?
Your call has been forwarded to
an... All right. Well, this is not going particularly well.
Does she have a roommate?
Yep, I'm going to try her roommate now. So now it's going to start over again with a different 19-year-old girl. Now we'll try calling her.
Hello?
Hey, Arden's low. Do you think you could go wake her up?
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye. Okay, so let's just assume they're going to take care of that and keep going. What changes did you see in your health, or do you think your parents have talked about with you after like cutting all that out and going completely organic?
So last time we like talked about this one thing where I went to a functional medicine doctor and they did all these tests, like the before part. And they like said my energy was like a 6-year-old man's energy. Like, because my energy level was really low.
How did they test for that? And with blood work though? Like, there's not an energy blood test. Did you have, like, do you know what they did?
I think it was, like, urine samples.
Okay. So when you made the changes, did you actually feel your energy level rise?
Oh, yeah, because, like, there's, like, I feel like fifth grade and, like, seventh grade are really different. So, like, I feel like I was able to, like, manage more. I used to do a lot of sports in, like, fifth grade. And, like, for some reason, I was, like, never good at them. Like, I don't even know why. But, like, in seventh grade, I just got, like, really good at them.
You started to just have more physical energy.
Yeah.
How about mental clarity? Do you have any like thoughts about that? Has that changed for you at all?
I don't really feel like that much because I'm like, when I was like five to fifth grade, I was like completely gluten free and like, I didn't eat junk food and all that kind of stuff, but like occasionally, like maybe once or twice, but like not really like regularly or anything. So like, I feel like first to fifth grade, I was like pretty like decent, like food wise, but like in sixth grade, it got like bad because of COVID. So I just feel like I've never really had any like mental like clarity type thing.
Yeah. What's the worst thing you eat in the course of a week? Like that's something
like this whole week.
Yeah. Like in a week and you're like, oh, I shouldn't have eaten that, but I did.
Oh, I have a picture.
You have a picture of what you ate?
I just don't know what it's called.
Okay.
It's like these Unreal. They're like these peanut butter cups. They have like, they kind of look, yeah, they look like this.
Unreal. That's the worst thing you ate?
Yeah. Or like I chew gum occasionally, but mine's like aspartame free and all, so we're good with that.
Aspartame free?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just letting people know Arden's awake. She's taking care of herself. And I'm texting her, when you're awake, let's talk. So gum and a really healthy peanut butter cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. There's these like, don't really know, because I just like for lunch, I usually just eat like a salad or like, oh, there's these things in Costco. They're almond tortillas.
Okay.
From the brand Siete. Costco. They're like really good. Like,
those you like. Almond tortillas?
Yeah, they're not organic, but they're really like, their ingredients are clean. And yeah.
Okay. But, yeah. Almond dessert? No, wait. That's tortoise.
It's from the brand like S-I-E-T-E. I think that's how you spell it. Oh,
turns out I'm not the first person to Google almond tortillas Costco. And I, yeah, S-I-E-T-E.
Yeah.
Frozen almond flour tortillas. And those are good.
Yeah. So we put that into like, my dad makes this little pizza thing. Like, mm-hmm. And my brother loves it too. So basically he just adds like one of them on the bottom. And then he adds like this red sauce. It's just tomatoes. That's all it is.
Are they thin? Like, could I wrap? Like, because I use a wrap every morning with my egg and some and some protein. Should I try these?
You could try it if you didn't have that much, like, in the wrap. But they also sell, like, cassava ones.
Okay. What the hell does that mean? Is that a word?
Yeah, cassava. It's like a root of something.
Okay. I'll check into this.
Have to get that one at Whole Foods. But it's a lot bigger, too. So, like, sometimes I'll just eat one of those for lunch with that. But, like, otherwise, then we put, like, the forager cheese on them. It's, like, really good. It's like a little pizza.
So even when I'm having my little wrap, it's got wheat in it. You're thinking the wheat's probably not organic. So I'm doing that with the. So I'm trying to eat healthy and I'm still killing myself.
Because the wheat isn't like a problem. There's this one brand. Oh my God, I forgot. It's like just, let me find it. But it's like organic and wheat isn't the problem. It's like the stuff that's been put on the wheat because there's so much glyphosate on wheat itself. Mm-hmm. But like cassava is a really good replacement for wheat if like wheat doesn't suit someone. But other than that, I feel like wheat's not like that bad.
I'm seeing that the company I use for my tortillas has an organic version, but it's not the ones I buy. Interesting. Okay.
Oh, this is the brand. It's called Jovial. J-O-V-I-A-L. That's like, because they have, that's the wheat we started using because it's glyphosate free, organic, non-GMO.
I'm seeing all it that. Here. Jovial Foods. All right. Well, and then, but if I eat, like, you don't eat meat, but you eat fish.
Yeah. It's like seafood.
Not that much.
Like, I'll eat it. Like, I don't have anything against it. Like, if it's, like, if we're making it, I'll eat it.
Are you scared of mercury?
Not really. Because we get, not farm raised.
Well, like, wild caught.
Yeah, wild caught.
Still, I think there's, like, I mean, I think you should just not eat at all because you'll die in a couple of weeks, but at least there won't be any bad stuff in your food. No, I mean, I hear people say all the time not to eat too much shellfish or crustaceans because of mercury and something like that. But I mean, and certain, maybe tuna as well.
I don't eat tuna. I think it's disgusting. I just don't like the way it tastes.
Even like a tuna steak?
I don't like certain types of fish. I only like salmon, and like that's the only fish I really like.
Okay.
It has to be like certainly cooked. Like if I go out and they're like serving fish, like I just don't like it.
This says, though tuna is very nutritious, it's also high in mercury compared to most other fish. Okay. You like salmon.
Yeah. But like more than salmon, I feel like we eat shrimp. Mm-hmm. Like shrimp is probably the most thing we eat.
Looks like salmon's not too bad for mercury. Swordfish is. I wonder why some are higher than others. Salmon doesn't have much at all, it says. It's interesting. Like, why would one... Aren't they all in the same water? All right. Well, you're bumming me out. But you really feel like it has an impact on your blood sugar. So, like,
yeah.
Do me a favor. Tell me what you ate yesterday, like the whole day.
Breakfast to lunch.
Yeah, you had your drink in the morning.
Okay, yeah. So, and then I had lunch, and for lunch I had like a salad. Yeah, I put like a lot of fruits on my salad. So
fruit on the salad?
Yeah, a lot of fruit. Okay. It just tastes better.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, you made a thumbs up thing.
Did it again. I'm sorry. I think I was just scratching my face that time. Really? Zoom, fix it. So salad with fruit.
Yeah.
And organic lettuce, that kind of all the fruits organic.
Yeah, cashews, raisins.
Cashews, raisins. And then for dinner?
Yesterday was Monday. Yeah, okay. So basically, my lunch is at 10. So I took like a little snack break in school at like 1. Mm-hmm. And it was like, it's like those like little fruit bars.
Little fruit bars for snack break.
Yeah.
All right. And then dinner?
I think yesterday I had mushroom soup. Mm-hmm. My mom made these like dal rotis, like lentils wrap kind of things.
Tell people the mushroom soup's not creamy. It's thin, right? Like clear?
No, it's creamy.
It is creamy?
Yeah. Oh, okay. We use the coconut milk.
Okay. Your mom made cream of mushroom soup with coconut milk? Mm-hmm. Why she
it tastes really good.
I bet you it does. Why does she have so much free time? What's going on there? I thought she was working.
She, like, makes in the fall, like, around this time, we always, like, make a lot of soup for a couple of months. Mm-hmm. So we usually drink, like, this soup or, like, other soup. It's really easy. We just, like, put a bunch of things in, like, a pot and then it cooks and then you just boil it. It's, like, not that hard.
Okay. Where does she get the mushrooms from? From the grocery store?
Yeah, from Costco.
Okay. From Costco. Okay. And they're organic.
Mm-hmm. Costco has, like, a lot of options if you, like, try to look.
I have to say, Costco... It's weird because it's a warehouse, but they do a really good job of, like, you know, they have a couple of, first of all, their business model is they find what people like and then they knock it off and then,
and then they make their own.
Then they make their own, which oftentimes ends up being better than the thing they're ripping. I don't want to say ripping off.
I was really mad. They like had this coconut water. Mm-hmm. It was really good because it was like from Bangladesh or somewhere, because it was really sweet and it was like pink too. And then they just knocked it off because it was doing better than theirs. And then they just added and they just kept theirs. That like made me so mad.
That they do that sometimes too. They carry and something to get you excited about it, then they stop selling it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know they do that. So you guys go there, you shop, you get your fruits and vegetables there. I don't like their bananas. Can I come right out and say it? Costco, I don't think, does a good job with bananas. Do you know what I mean? They're always kind of green and mushy and like never quite
green.
Yeah, they're I don't like them. They're never quite right.
We just like freeze the bananas because like we like make ice cream out of that sometimes.
Oh, nice. That sounds good too. How do you do that?
I like after school, like when it was really hot for like the first month of school, every day after school, well, not every day, but most of the time I would take Costco sells like these cubes of mangoes. Mm-hmm. And so I just put them in the blender, like a whole handful. And then I put like coconut cream and then I blended it and it just tasted like sorbet. It was so good.
You know, I'm only eating coconut milk yogurt now.
Really? What brand?
Oh, I don't know. Hold on. I'll find out. It's really
good. I have some pretty good brands too.
Oh, yeah? All right. Hold on a second. I need to talk to you more often. I'll probably be healthier if I just talk to you more often. So delicious. Like I feel like you're so let down by me.
I want to know the brand and then like,
that's what it's called. It's called So Delicious.
Can I read the ingredients to that?
All right. I'm getting it. Hold on a second.
Is it the vanilla?
I do the banana and strawberry. I do vanilla. I do key lime.
I remember I used to eat this a long time ago.
Yeah.
You
got a better one now?
Yeah.
All right. I assumed I wasn't going to have the right one. That's why I brought it up.
Here, the thing in this one is that I'm trying to like read the find like where I can. So basically, it says that it only has 2% or less than, but it has like all these bean gums, and then it always says that it has like natural flavors. That's like not good.
You're like, what does that mean?
It's just not good.
Okay. So all right, tell me what brand I should be looking for. Go ahead. I'm drinking out of my water, which is I'm sure is killing me.
There's one brand. It's called Forager. I just don't like the way it tastes. But
that is going to be a problem for me.
There's a, this brand tastes really good. It's called Coco June. This is what it looks like. It tastes really good.
All right, hold on. I found it.
It's probably like my favorite thing. I was obsessed with it for this whole like week, and that's all I would eat.
Coco June. Where am I going to find this at?
Whole Foods.
Looks like hippies make it. There's not even any pictures on the packaging. All right, I'll go to, hold on. I'm writing this down. Whole Foods Coco June. Red pepper.
Red.
I'm not eating that. See, this is the problem with hippies. Lemon dill, red pepper. This is supposed to be yogurt.
Are you looking at the right thing? Because this just has like water and coconut.
All right, hold on a second. Learn more. Oh, wait, this is a dip. Never mind. It's not the yogurt. It's like, why would you put dill in yogurt? That sounds terrible.
That's funny. But like,
I got it now. Mixed berry, dark chocolate, banana, cinnamon, vanilla bean. All right, hold on. I'm going to go get this today. Where did you tell me? Whole Foods?
Yeah.
I was just over there yesterday. Now I got to go back. All right.
We have like Whole Foods and like, they're like really close to each other where okay. we live.
So basically I'm eating yogurt, an egg, and a wrap in the morning. I shouldn't be eating any of it. What about the egg? They don't spray weed killer in the chickens, do they? Oh God, do they?
They inject like hormones in them.
All right. Are there organic eggs?
Yeah.
Are they going to be small?
No.
Hold on a second. All right. So I have to go get organic eggs. They're going to have those at Costco, right?
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to cost more, aren't they? God damn it. All right. Hold on a second. Coco June yogurt, organic eggs. And what the hell was the wrap called?
Fiete.
I got it. S-I-E-T.
Okay, the wrap tastes like pretty good, though. Like, the yogurt, don't put the yogurt, like, in there without mixing, like, salt, because it, like, it's like, sweet, a little sweet, just, like, a little bit.
Wait. I got to put salt in the yogurt?
Are you going to put it in the wrap?
No, I'm going to eat it. Like, I get up.
Okay.
All right, here's what happens. I get up in the morning. I take the Athletic Greens. I drink that, right?
Yeah.
Then I do my things, right? Like, a shower, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. Get dressed. And then I have usually a yogurt, and I take an egg. I scramble the egg with a little bit of butter. Jesus, okay. Is the butter organic? Probably not. Let me write down butter. And then
you should get like the vegan butter, because butter is just really bad for you. Like butter and milk.
Butter's the best thing in the world. It's the only thing that makes life worth living. What are you talking about? I can't eat butter? God damn it! Are you serious? What say it again? Vegan butter?
Yeah. Oh,
that sounds like, horrible. Actually, hold on a second. What the hell's
if you want, like, go ahead. The thing is, just don't, like, get one with sunflower oil, because that's, like, really bad.
I don't do oils.
There's oil in the butter for, like, if you're going to get vegan butter.
Well, now I'm confused. Can't I just have butter that's just butter?
Well, yeah, but, like,
they get, just like, squeeze one it out of like, a cow.
Yeah, but, like, the cow, like, they put stuff in the cow. Like.
Oh, my God. This is terrible. Okay, hold on a second. Vegan butter. I'm buying.
Get, like,
I want you to know. I'm not kidding. I'm buying everything that you told me, and I'm going to make my breakfasts like this for 2 weeks. And this is what I'm going to do. But vegan butter is making me upset. But I'm looking.
Well, you could get grass-fed butter.
Like,
butter. That might be better.
All right. That's a good. All right. I'll do that. But that also sounds expensive.
I don't think, like, it's that. Because the thing in vegan butter is that,
you don't have a job. You don't know what this stuff costs. Talking about, you don't think it's that expensive. Get the hell out of here. Where do you find out how much OSU cost? All right. Okay. So I have butter in the pan. I'll get grass-fed butter. But I was buying my butter at Costco. Damn it. And then.
No, Costco has good butter.
I know. But. You told me not to eat it now.
No. They have, like, the good grass-fed stuff. Like,
oh, they do?
I don't eat dairy, but, like, I've seen it. Like, I just, like, look around.
All right. I'll do that. You're going to make me broke. Okay. So, I'll do that, and then I make the egg. I can put pepper on my egg, right?
Yeah. Okay,
thank you. So, I'm going to make my egg. I'm going to wrap it in my almond wrap.
Yeah.
The almond wrap's not going to taste dry?
No.
Okay. And then,
it's like really good. It's like my favorite
thing. I'm choosing to believe you. And then I have some turkey. Like, I took a turkey breast. Oh God, is the turkey organic? I don't know. I smoked a turkey breast. So it's like smoky and nice.
And then I was cutting that up and mixing that in with my egg and then wrapping it up. And that was my breakfast.
Okay.
So this is not, so even though that sounds incredibly healthy, it's not as good as it could be.
No.
And it's probably not even that healthy. It's just.
Yeah.
That's insane. If I start eating like that and I lose a bunch of weight, where do you live? I'm going to come to your house and say thank you. Don't tell me. Never mind. You shouldn't tell people where you live. Okay. I have my list here. Wraps, butter, organic eggs, Coco June. That's at Whole Foods. And wait, and the biomedic, what's it called?
Purium.
I got it here. This is not a pill. This is, or it's a.
It's a pill.
It is. Oh, well there, that sounds easy. Can I get it on Amazon or no? Will that something bad happen to me if I do it on Amazon?
You probably could.
Holy crap, these are really expensive.
No, but there's like a lot of them.
They're $1 a piece.
Well, like you're cleansing your body.
Get that. How long is it going to take me to? All right, Purium Biomedic is the first ever anti-GMO supplement that helps protect your gut from glyphosate.
How much is it? Isn't it only like $30?
60 capsules. At least they're vegan capsules, and but $60, that's $1 a piece. My math is pretty.
Are you looking on Amazon?
Yeah, should I be looking somewhere else?
No, Amazon like always upsells things. You should just get it on the website,
okay?
Because they get like a lot of coupons and stuff. But
somebody says these smelled like fabric softener.
They smell, they're made out of cellulose or whatever it's called.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm just assuming that's a lunatic that wrote that. All right, I'm just going to read it. Like a review. I started living with irritable bowel syndrome, driving me crazy. Poop time was never consistent. Running to the bathroom was getting on my nerves. My poop is so foul. Oh, God, what is happening? Oh, wait a minute. This is like such a... All right, ready? I've never done this before. Let's read this review. I don't care if anybody buys these or not. We're still reading the review. It's from 2018. It says, I'm going to read it in my podcast voice. I thought I would review this product on Amazon, even though I didn't buy it from Amazon. I purchased directly from Purium. Here's what happened to me. I was starting to have the irritable bowel syndrome, and it was driving me crazy. Poop time was never consistent, and running to the bathroom was getting on my nerves. Are you laughing at me? The constant worry about whether I was going to poop my pants, I went from running to the bathroom with diarrhea to being constipated, and it was impossible to know what my gut was going to produce hour to hour, day to day. Well, this product seemed to have fixed all that. I feel like I sound like the guy who sells the tape that he makes a boat out of. Hold on. I had only been taking it for about 7 days. I started with one pill in the a.m. and two in the evening. That's $3 a day, by the way. That's not part of a review. That's me talking. The recommended dose is two a day. She doesn't care what the recommended dose. And by the way, this could be a guy. But I figured I would add a little extra in the beginning. And after 2 weeks, I will go to the two a day. Boy, people cannot write. Maintenance level. At day three or four, I can't remember now, I was constantly having... Why the hell does it matter if it was day three or four? And why do you have to tell people you can't remember? Just say a few days in. I was consistently having normal daily bowel movements. Hold on. That wasn't the best part. Here comes. This is why I'm reading this one. Normally, my poop is so foul, I flush as soon as it leaves my body to try to lessen the offensive odor, and I exit the bathroom and close the door as quickly as possible. What the hell was happening to this person? One day, I realized I didn't rush to flush. We're making a t-shirt that says, "Don't rush to flush," and selling it immediately on the website. I couldn't believe I couldn't smell the odor. All right, ready? Try to imagine this. I asked my roommate, who constantly made jokes about my offensive odor, to check out the weird smell in the bathroom. He came, sniffed, and said, and this is a quote, "I don't smell anything." It was a joyous day in my life. I looked at him and I said, "Well, that's what I thought, because I didn't smell anything." Boy, these are unnecessary words. And I just unloaded a big dump. This is the moment I knew this biomedic was the cause, because nothing else in my life had changed. I will use this product as long as it gives those results. I'm sorry, I cursed you, a kid.
Oh
All right, listen. I want to say a couple of things. My poop does not smell bad. But I'm going to try this because this episode is called... I think this episode is called Arisha Tells Me How to Live. You want me to go to their website? I'm going to do it right now. Hold on a second. And I'm actually going to go out and buy all the GMO stuff today that you told me to. And then I'm going to start eating that way. So Purium products. By the way, nobody go buy this until we find out if it's good. And then make them buy ads before we do it. So what is it? All right, hold on a second. Biome Medic. I got it. It's the same damn price.
Hey, but like...
Wait, you should just get there's it. A loyal customer price, but I am not a loyal customer.
You can, if you make an account, it's like cheaper.
All right, I have to be honest with you. I'm just going to buy it from Amazon this one time because I'm going to pay the same from them and it's going to come faster from Amazon.
Okay.
All right, so the first time I'll do that.
Like the smaller
one? No, I'm getting the 60 because the girl says I got to take three the first day.
Maybe just like take two because I started with one.
All right. Yeah, I'm not going to, I'll follow the, all right, hold on. Buy now. To make sure it gets shipped to my house so somebody else doesn't like my kid doesn't like open up their mail and go, what the hell is this? I have to be honest, I'm gonna use my podcast credit card because I feel like this is business related. Wait till I explain that to my at tax time. I'll be like, look, I was talking to a girl on the podcast and I said I was gonna buy this. I feel like it's marketing. But why free 1 day delivery tomorrow? Oh, free delivery tomorrow. I already ordered something else. I bought underwear, so it's going to ship with my underwear. That's good. I'll put them together. I don't want to waste the box. You know what I mean? You know, it took me a while to find the underwear I wanted to buy. I got three different kinds. So here's what happened. I was wearing this kind of underwear that I liked, and they stopped making it. So then I tried three different brands before I found the kind that I wanted to go with again. But now I'm sold on it, and so I bought 8 pairs. It's pretty fancy. Do you have more than 8 pairs of underwear?
Yes.
Yeah, you're a girl. You probably have like 1,000 pairs of underwear, right?
Yeah.
Because they're colors and they're cute or whatever the hell. I just need, like, mine are all black. They look exactly the same. I don't care what they look like. All right, I got my marching orders. Cocoa June, organic eggs, grass-fed butter, almond wrap, Biome Medic. And what am I going to find out? After I take these $60 worth of pills, what's going to happen to me?
You're going to be, like, better.
How am I going to know? I mean, I'm so good now. How am I going to know, like, when I'm better?
You'll just, like, you'll start feeling it, like.
All right. Like, how? Yeah. Tell me how.
Do you walk? Like, take a walk outside or, like.
Not if I can help it.
Like.
I make this podcast for you people.
That's you're gonna be more energetic in the podcast.
I mean, is that possible? I'm pretty zippy already. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that might be like a bad thing.
Yeah, right. People would be like, "Yo, this girl came on the podcast and ruined the podcast. She's got all this energy, and now he's irritating. I'm irritating now, but now I'm more irritating. I'm going to assume. All right, I'm doing it. I'm doing what you say because you look healthier than I do.
I think it will benefit you.
All right, I'm going to try. You didn't know. You've not mentioned that I've lost a lot of weight since the last time you saw me. Have you noticed?
Not really.
Unbelievable. Are you serious?
It's been like 9 months. I don't remember like...
I'm 35 pounds lighter than when you saw me last time. You didn't notice at all?
No.
What the hell am I losing weight for if nobody can tell? It was just for my health? I did see a friend yesterday for lunch. Now I'm thinking what I ate was probably killing me. But I saw a friend yesterday for lunch who I hadn't seen in a long time. And when he saw me, he goes, oh my God, you look like your little brother. Which he was just saying I look smaller than the last time I saw him because he doesn't actually know my little brother. And I'm adopted.
You have a brother?
Yeah, but I don't look anything like him because I'm adopted. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, all right. Did we have fun? I did. Does it matter if... Yes. I think it only matters if I have fun. honestly. Here, there's a good podcasting tip for you. I make a podcast that I'd want to listen to. That's all I do. I don't think about, here's a secret for everybody listening. I don't think about what you want at all. So I don't put any effort into doing something that I think, oh, people will like this. Mm-hmm. Like I do what I think I would like or what I think would help people. Mm-hmm, so yeah. Like, you know, like even like the pro tip stuff. Have you listened to that stuff?
No.
Unbelievable. How did you find this podcast? Did your mom listen to it?
Sometimes. Like, my mom's, like, really busy because of work this
week. And she's making soup. Takes a lot of time. All right. So, I'm just going to make this change here. And then I have a big bag of frozen shrimp.
You can make that.
I'm going to saute that all up, and I'll eat that for dinner this week. And I'll pair
it. Don't eat it every day. Don't eat it.
Not every day, like off and on. Yeah. And I, okay, my, I'm going to say, can I say something very Caucasian to you? My wife has a hydroponic garden where she grows lettuce.
Uh-huh.
So nothing's ever been sprayed on it. Unless, unless my dog walks by and farts on it. So other than that, like nothing's ever been sprayed on it. And so I'll use that to make my, to make salads with. I'll mix that with greens and the shrimp. I tried having chicken wings this week. I know you don't eat meat. But I oversalted it. I started like retaining water. Like, so I can't do that. It's very embarrassing. So I won't do that. And all right, that's it. Am I going to not, and I'm going to have to make my own sorbet. Should I not eat sugar? Do you eat sugar? White sugar?
Not white sugar.
So usually I take like mangoes. You're really making me upset. So usually I take mangoes and I make my own sorbet with it, but you got to use a little bit of sugar.
No, you have to like, then use a date. Put a date in there.
A date? That thing that almost killed Indiana Jones? Well, there's do you know that reference?
No.
No, there's no way you know that reference. Indiana Jones is a movie with an actor named Harrison Ford. Do you know any of that?
I know the movie part.
Okay. In the movie, they try to poison Indiana Jones by poisoning his dates. But what happens? The monkey eats the dates first. And that's how Indiana knows not to eat them. What do you think of that? You'll never see that movie. It's one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life. You'll never see it. What is your favorite movie?
Probably the Titanic.
The one where Kate Winslet kills that boy in the water?
No, like they didn't fit on the like little bed
thing. He fit fine. I don't want to disagree. It was a giant headboard and she's like, I'm fine. You stay there. Like you didn't. So how many times have you seen it?
Like four times.
Well, it's never occurred to you that it looked like there was enough room for his skinny ass to climb up there with her?
No, I watched the like thing, like the Mythbusters video thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they talked to the guy who made the movie and he said that like it was for the writing purpose that he had to die.
Yeah, I know he had to kill him, but we need to have a good reason. I don't fit on the thing she's floating on was not a good reason. And he like hung there. He's like, it's okay. And he froze like a, like your bananas before you make ice cream. You freeze the bananas before you make the ice cream, right?
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. Arden told me recently she doesn't think Leo's attractive. Do you think he's cute or no? In that movie? He was young then.
Not really.
Yeah, right? Isn't that interesting? What's your favorite actor?
I don't really like, I don't know. I like watch TV shows. Like,
what are you watching?
Right now? Mm-hmm. I'm watching House.
Oh, I love House.
Really?
Yeah.
Everyone's watching Grey's Anatomy. I just can't find it anywhere, so I just watched House.
Grey's Anatomy got dropped from Netflix?
It's not on Netflix.
No kidding.
Is it on? Because I didn't find it.
Let me test how long you've been watching House.
Okay.
How long have you been watching House? I'm going to test you.
Like, I'm on season, I just started season two.
Oh, okay. Maybe, I don't know if this is too far early in or not, but what's the thing they always guess that it never is?
Pneumonia?
Sarcoidosis. Sarcoidosis is the answer. Okay. Seriously. And do you know one day I interviewed somebody and they're like, I had sarcoidosis. And I was like, oh my God, like on House. And they knew the reference. It was crazy. As you're watching it, you will think of me every time somebody goes, it could be sarcoidosis. And then it never is. Never. Do you like the way he's mean to everybody?
I don't know. He's kind of stupid in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because he's always like, he thinks he's better than everyone else. I mean, he kind of is, but like, he really isn't at the same time. Like,
mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. I see your whole generation's nice. I used to love how mean he was to everybody. made me comfortable. They're going to roll through a couple of like other intern doctors as the years go on.
Yeah.
And then what's her name is on there. The woman who broke Ted Lasso's heart. What's her name? You know the guy who's Ted Lasso?
No.
You didn't watch Ted Lasso?
Who's that? Like the actor?
Yeah. What's his name? Jason Sudeikis?
No, I don't know who that is.
All right. Well, Jason Sudeikis married a woman who I think then left him. Anyway, she's on House. And when I think of her, I only think of her as the lady that made Jason Sudeikis sad. But I don't know. Like, maybe it was him who made her sad. Or maybe it was just mutual. I have no idea. I don't look into it. I just liked Ted Lasso, so I wanted him to be happy. That's so stupid. I don't know anything about those people. All right, so you've been watching House. Mm-hmm. It's not a bad poll. I would watch House. What did I just finish watching? Oh, Mayor of Kingstown, which I don't think you should watch. It's kind of aggressive.
I watched Manifest. That was good.
What was it?
Manifest.
Manifest. Oh, mm-hmm. The one about the plane crash?
The one that the plane, like, disappeared for 5.5 years.
And did you ever watch Lost?
No.
Interesting. That was one where a plane crashed on an island, and the island may or may not have had a magic mist monster on it. And a polar bear that never came back. And then there was a button, and you had to push the button, or something was going to blow up.
Oh.
Spoiler alert. And then nobody pushed the button, and nothing bad happened. So, that's one of those shows that's really good right up until the end. And at the end, you're like, wait, what the hell? Why have I been watching this? Like, that's your answer? Stop it. Not great at the end. Okay, what else should we talk about? And then I'm going to let you go because you got to go to school.
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, do you want to practice interview me for a couple of minutes? Then we'll see if I'm going to come on your podcast.
Okay. I don't know what to say.
Well, how the hell are you going to make a podcast? You need to be able to talk if you're going to make a podcast.
I'll make like a script.
No.
I always make a script.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you read from it?
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you a secret? I've never once prepared to make this podcast.
I write like the introduction and then like all these points. And then points like under the points, because then I just forget what to talk about. And then I just go off topic.
This is why you don't have any time for editing.
Yeah. And then I just like start like, yeah. And then I start talking about like homework in school. Like it goes really off topic.
Yeah. I need you to stay on topic though.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, isn't that funny that I just said that, but I didn't do that at all. All right. Just you do whatever you want to do when you're making your podcast. So I've prepared for the podcast in the past, but you know, like when I'm making like, well, that's not true. I didn't prepare for that. I was going to say the pro tips. I made a list of things I wanted to talk about. And then I would make them with Jenny. And Jenny would come on and I'd be like, Jenny, let's talk about setting temp basils today. And she'd be like, all right. And then we would just make it an episode about That was my preparation for that. The Omnipod 5 pro tip series, I actually did prepare significantly for. But that was because I made it along with the company. And they were, you know, they were professional. And so I'm actually going to do more stuff with them about Omnipod 5 pretty soon. But that's neither here nor there. But most of the time, I just sit down. I get everything set up. I also come whipping in this room like 5 minutes before I'm supposed to like record. I don't even like, I just come in, I sit down, I make sure I have a drink. And I'm like, all right, good. Here we go. Actually, I rub a little bit of Vaseline on my lips. So my lips don't make noise. And then I do it. I pull up my calendar while I'm logging on. I click on someone's name. Like tomorrow, I have an interview at noon with a guy named Michael. But tomorrow, I'll sit down at 11:55. I'll rush around to get the file set up. I'll open this up. I'll scroll down where it says, what's your relationship to diabetes? He said he has type 1. And then what do you want to talk about? ADHD, anxiety, depression, and potential autism, potential diagnosis of autism, specifically in relation to diabetes and my care of it, diabetes camp. And then I go adult type 1, anxiety, depression, maybe autism, diabetes camp. And then I think I don't want to talk about diabetes camp. And then I close my calendar and then I say hi to the guy. That's it. That is how I prep for the podcast. Now you know. Now you all know how to make a great podcast, or at least a pretty good one. Okay, so now we got to interview me. I'll help you set it up together. Ready?
Okay.
What's a topic you'd be interested in asking me about? This is an easy one. Maybe we only have one thing in common.
Well, obviously, like diabetes, but like
no podcasting. You want to ask a question about making a podcast, right?
Oh yeah.
Right. And then why don't you start with that?
So like, just be like. I don't know. I just feel like hard.
Is this what's going to happen if I come on your podcast?
No, I'll have it all ready. Like I need to like at least write like a couple sentences.
How long will it take you to make this, these questions?
the questions, like half an hour.
Okay. Now, most people who come on your podcast are going to say to you, what are you going to ask me? Here's what happens to me. They go, what are you going to ask me when I come on? And I go, I have no idea. And they're like, I'm not comfortable with that. And I say, then this is probably not the right podcast for you. So, and then they go, okay. And then, but if I was you, I'd do whatever your process is, right? Mm-hmm. But if I ask you for the questions in advance, say no.
Okay.
Don't let me know the question. Why? Why am I saying that?
Because then they're like more prepared than you.
Yeah. You want me to be spontaneous.
Yeah.
You want me to say the first thing that comes to mind, not something that I've prepared to make myself sound better.
Yeah.
Right? Or you don't want me to say something canned that I say all the time. So when you get a person in my position, I get asked the same question a lot. Mm-hmm. And so there is an answer I have if I need to whip it out real quickly. But you don't want that. You want me to just be surprised by what you say and then just kind of disappear into my mind and then tell you what it is that I think of your question. Like, so don't let me know the questions ahead of time. Make sure your headphones are working again. Okay. And your microphone.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have to make some time to edit. And you don't have to go crazy editing. Just, you know, if I like bump into the microphone like this, edit that out. That kind of stuff. I think I'm going to have to say to Rob, leave that in for effect. And so I hired an editor recently. He's a wonderful gentleman. His child has diabetes and does a terrific job. But I edited the show for 9 years on my own. And then one day I was just like, I think I'm going to die. I can't do this anymore. So I was able, luckily, to hire an editor, which was nice. You're going to need to make some money before you do that. All right. You got any sponsors?
Not like at the moment.
Yeah.
Well, I only have like two episodes.
Two episodes. Yeah, you're going to need more episodes. You're going to need more downloads. Downloads are how you get the sponsors. Okay.
Downloads. Wait, how many downloads do you have?
Oh, see? Now,
can I guess? Can I guess? Like,
yeah, what do you want?
80,000?
80,000. You think I have 80,000 downloads? Let me pull up my downloads. I don't want to.
Like per episode, though, not like.
Oh, per episode. Yeah. See, the episodes are different. So I'm probably not going to tell you how many downloads my episodes get because, well, there's a reason I'm not. But I will tell you some numbers, okay? So the podcast has been online since 2015. Mm-hmm. It's 9 years old. It has 14.5 million total downloads.
That's a lot.
This year, in 2023, I'm going to get about 6 million. I think I'm going to reach 6 million this year. Just for this year. Last year, I had 4.5 million. So 10.5 million in the last 24 months. Mm-hmm. And the other 3.5 million, it took me 7 years to get.
It's crazy.
The first year of the podcast, like the entire first year, 2015, I don't know the exact number off the top of my head, but it was like 26,000 downloads for the whole year.
That's a lot, though.
It sounds like a lot, doesn't it? I was very angry when I only had 26,000 downloads at the end of the first year. I was disappointed. Disappointed? No. I guess back then I was happy. I was like, it's working and people, and I could see it grow every month. Mm-hmm. Right. But I was getting like 1,300 a month or something like that.
Yeah.
And so about 25,000 for that year. Now, most days I get 25,000. Mm-hmm. And so the weekends aren't as much, and there are some days that are less than others. It's interesting what people skip over. For instance, the After Dark stuff, people either love it or don't listen to it. The people who love the After Darks love them. And then there are plenty of people like, I don't want to hear people like curse or talk about their sex lives or stuff like that. So they stay away from those. Mm-hmm. If I do stuff for Type 2, it gets fewer downloads. I hate to say this. If I do interviews with people who have accents, they don't do as well. That happens.
But isn't it like fun though? I feel like it'd be so much fun doing with someone who has like an Australian or British accent.
Oh no, I think it's fantastic. I think some people's ears don't hear it right away and they give up. Mm-hmm. And so they don't want to listen to people with accents. I find if you just listen for a few minutes, you get it. Like I interviewed a guy earlier this year whose like British accent was very thick. And there were moments where I was just staring at the table, just trying to follow what he was saying because he was talking quickly and I couldn't understand him. And then like 10 minutes into it, I could just hear him. It felt like, you know, in a movie where they want you to know that the actors are speaking another language. So for the first couple of minutes, they speak in their native language with subtitles. Then all of a sudden the subtitles go away and you hear them in English. That's what it felt like when I interviewed him. When I do things that are good for people, they don't get downloaded as much. So that's interesting too. When you put up content that would be very helpful for someone, not everybody listens. The management stuff is very popular, but mostly people just like to hear interviews with people. People loved your last interview. Yeah. Like I got a lot of good feedback about yours, actually. The most popular episodes of the podcast are the ones with my daughter. Because she barely ever comes on and she's a sarcastic person. So I think people like that. I did a myth episode series this year that was pretty popular. I remastered the pro tips this year. That was popular. And then people just, I think, just in general, like the conversations. I've lately been doing a small episode like series with people who have used glucagon to tell their story about why they needed glucagon and what happened when they used it. That's been good. I've gotten a lot of good feedback about that. That's about it, though. So here are the numbers you need, right? To sell an ad, your episode has to get at least 5,000 downloads in the first 30 days. Okay. But you can only charge something they call a CPM, a podcast CPM. So I'll explain that to you. It's a certain amount of money per thousand. And what is the current CPM right now? I'm going to be honest with you. I charge more money than this. So, but this is what most people get for podcasts. A 60-second ad on an episode that gets between 1,000 and 10,000 downloads on that episode, about $23 per thousand. Oh, no, about $23 for that, for 1,000 to 10,000. Yeah, per thousand. So you could probably make a couple hundred bucks for 10,000 downloads on most podcasts. I charge more than that. My podcast is very niche. So it's hard to find people. Like when you're trying to market to people, you know, it's hard to find people who have diabetes. Right?
Yeah.
So like, let's make a big example. Like, let's say, you know who Joe Rogan is?
No.
Okay. He's got like the biggest podcast in the world. Like the biggest one. I don't know what it costs to buy an ad on his podcast. It's probably, I'm guessing, $50,000 for a 60-second ad. Like I'm guessing. I have no idea, right? It could be more than that even. But you'll reach millions and millions of people, which you're not going to reach with me. But only 10% of those people are going to have type 1 diabetes. Right? So if it costs you 50 grand to reach a million people and only 10% of those people have type 1, how many have you reached?
Not that many.
Not that many. And you've paid a lot of money for it. I don't charge that much money, obviously. And but everyone you reach with me has type 1 or loves somebody with type 1. So it's a good place for people to advertise who have that. Now, I did just meet a new company that I'm very interested in working with. They're making a zero glycemic soda. So like no glycemic impact soda. And they want to advertise on the show. I've just asked them to send me samples and I'm going to try them and see what I think. And if I like them, then we might start working together. So it took a while to, you know, get to that point. So you could just do it for fun too.
might be
better that way. Also, having a successful podcast is incredibly unlikely. So only 86% of all active podcasts get 130 downloads per episode or fewer, 130 or 135. So that's 86% of active podcasts only get 136 an episode. So, you know, in for perspective, I put up an episode this morning. It'll do 3,000 downloads in the first 24 hours. And then it will go from 3,000 to 5,000 pretty quickly. It will reach probably 7,000 to 9,000 in the first 45 days. And then from there, it will never stop growing. And 2 years from now, that episode will have probably 25 or 30,000 downloads on it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and that's for everyone that I put up. Some of them have much more. I have episodes that have 60,000 downloads for one episode. And it's funny because I think people think about like YouTube or TikTok, and they're like, that's not a lot. Like, I saw a TikTok video with like 800,000. It's not the same thing, because you're not interacting with people the same way. A TikTok is just you swiping by somebody. It's not you really building any kind of a relationship or even spending time really absorbing information. Like, you know what I mean? Like, do you have TikTok? You don't, do you? Mm-mm. No, you don't look like a kid who has TikTok. So do you have Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So think back 2 days. What did you see on Instagram 2 days ago?
Like my friend's Hoko post.
Okay. That's the extent of what you remember, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's not a great marketing tool. Mm-hmm. And marketers are figuring that out as time goes forward. The PR companies in the very beginning were very excited about like, oh, there's an Instagram influencer and their picture gets like so many likes and stuff like that. But it's meaningless. So I don't even really focus on my social media very much, because I want people to listen to the podcast. I don't care if they like a picture or something like that. That make sense?
Yeah.
All right. So you make your list. No pressure. When you're ready to interview me, let me know and you can interview me for your podcast.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Did you have a good time?
Yeah.
All right. Go to school and learn something. All right. So the next time you come back, I'm going to have answers about all of this. So don't try to interview me for at least 30 days, because I'm going to take the pills.
Okay.
All right. What if my poop starts to smell? That'd be terrible, wouldn't it? How does your poop smell?
No, I don't know, like nothing.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right. You fart a lot or no?
Not really.
All right. It's because you eat nice. You never had diarrhea like the lady in the review?
No, I don't think so.
Definitely don't tell people if you've had diarrhea, okay? Just, it's not a good look. All right. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. A huge thanks to Dexcom for being longtime sponsors of the Juicebox podcast. Dexcom.com/juicebox. Head over there now. Get started today. A huge thanks to Omnipod. Not just my longest sponsor, but my first one. Omnipod.com/juicebox. If you love the podcast and you love tubeless insulin pumps, this link is for you. Omnipod.com/juicebox. A huge thank you to Eversense CGM for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. Are you tired of having to change your sensor every 7 to 14 days? With the Eversense CGM, you just replace it once every 6 months via a simple in-office visit. Learn more and get started today at eversensecgm.com/juicebox. Before I let you go, let me remind you to check out the private Facebook group, Juicebox Podcast Type 1 Diabetes. Let me remind you that you can save 40%, or actually you will save 40% off of your entire order from Cozy Earth when you use the offer code JUICEBOX at checkout. There's a link in the show notes. When you start with AG1, using my link, you'll get a free year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first order. What else? T1DExchange.org/juicebox, please complete the survey. And of course, aura.com/juicebox. Get your free 14-day trial of Aura. Let Aura help protect you online. If you or a loved one was just diagnosed with type 1 diabetes and you're looking for some fresh perspective, the Bold Beginnings series from the Juicebox podcast is a terrific place to start. That series is with myself and Jenny Smith. Jenny is a CDCES, a registered dietitian, and a type 1 for over 35 years. And in the Bold Beginnings series, Jenny and I are going to answer the questions that most people have after a type 1 diabetes diagnosis. The series begins at episode 698 in your podcast player, or you can go to juiceboxpodcast.com and click on Bold Beginnings in the menu. If you're not already subscribed or following in your favorite audio app, please take the time now to do that. It really helps the show. And get those automatic downloads set up so you never miss an episode. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back very soon with another episode of the Juicebox Podcast. The episode you just heard was professionally edited by Wrong Way Recording. WrongWayRecording.com.